And same to you. Now, Treasurer Scott Morrison is preparing to deliver his first budget tonight, which will set the tone for the looming election campaign. He's expected to promise tax relief for higher income earners and businesses while raising money from a UK-style Google tax and adopting Labor's increase to the cigarette excise. Meanwhile, a leaked Treasury document has called into question the accuracy of Labor's cigarette tax costings. The policy will see the price of tobacco increase every year for 4 years. Now, the government's set to match the policy, but Treasurer modelling shows the ALP's plan will raise $20 billion less than Labor estimated.
I will stand by every piece of work that the Parliamentary Budget Office has done. I'll stand by every policy we've announced. Now, of course, we'll update our figures to reflect new modelling that comes out after every budget in my EFO, and I will stand with Tony Burke during the election campaign, completely update our budget bottom line.
Chris Bowen there. Now, a young Somali refugee has set herself alight at Nauru just days after an Iranian man self-immolated on the island. The 21-year-old is in a critical condition and an emergency evacuation from the island has been requested. The Nauruan government has issued a warning to refugee advocates to stop stirring up protests by refugees. An international team of scientists say they've discovered three Earth-like planets. The trio of planets are just 39 light-years away, and they're comparable in size and temperature to Earth. Astronomers from Belgium, Britain and the US say it's the best bet so far of finding life just outside our solar system.